This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. What's going on in Hollywood? You're about to find out. All brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got great home equity loans available for you, just as low as 3.4% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's happening in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, Channing Tatum, he's questioning this new app he discovered called The Pattern. He says he doesn't know if he's late in the game on this or early in the game on this, but he is just shocked and in awe over this app. Because he says, well, he described it first, a social network that helps you better understand yourself and connect with others on a deeper level. But it's a little bit, you know, astrological. You enter your birth date and the time that you were born, and all of a sudden it knows everything about you. So he was just shocked that it knew things about him first. He said he was in therapy the other day, which that was a surprise to us, but cool, good for him. And he said, and I just get a notification on my phone this morning that pops up using the exact words we were using in therapy.
Sounds like it's listening to him.
That's what he's wondering. He's wondering if the phone's now eavesdropping on him.
Yeah, there's like geo-targeting where, you know, your phone can keep track of where exactly you are, too. So if you're at a gas station, something could come up as, hey, you visited this gas station yesterday. Technology is incredible
nowadays. You should call him and tell him that.
But it could be afraid this is a scam if it's listed. If he said if he allowed it used to his microphone to listen to his life.
That's
true. Or maybe his counselor owns the app.
Oh, that could be it.
You should tell him this and then tell him I said hi, too.
Yeah, there you go. You want to listen in.
We talked about Disney donating to the clean water charity, the Thirst Project, in honor of late Disney Channel star Cameron Boyce's honor. And since then, Adam Sandler has stepped up as well. You know that Adam had a relationship with Cameron. Cameron played his on-screen son in Grown Ups, so they were pretty tight in life. And Adam donated about $15,000 to the charity, along with some help from other people.
So
nice that they're doing something to honor him, but it's something that's being really helpful to society.
DinasDirt.com.
The show must go on, power outage or not. That's why a lot of entertainers took to the streets during Saturday night's blackout in New York City that struck Times Square and Upper West Side of Manhattan. So the casts of The Waitress, Come From Away, and Hadestown were among those to get outside and disperse amongst the audience, singing basically stripped-down renditions of their songs.
Oh, nice.
And the biggest crowd gathered outside Carnegie Hall, where Millennial Choirs and Orchestra held an impromptu performance after their concert was canceled from the blackout.
Wow. You know who really benefited? The hot dog and pretzel guy.
Oh, right outside?
Yeah, with the cart. They're like, well, millions are on the street now.
We only have four left.
That is a good deal.
And forget that royal feud you hear so much about, Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton. They were hanging out again at Saturday's Wimbledon women's final. They sat together with Pippa Middleton as well, rooting on Serena Williams. But what's funny is you'd think most people would have eyes on them. Not so much. Nope, they were more concerned with Woody Harrelson. Fans were videotaping him and watching him and wondering why at one point he was blocked from returning to his seat. And my guess on that is, like, with the Thunderbirds, if they're in the middle of play, you can't go back to your seat. Like, they make you wait until there's a moment you can sneak in. But there's another clip where he's kind of sticking his tongue out, doing like the whole Scooby-Doo thing, like where you go all the way around your mouth with your tongue. So people were worried about him after seeing that. So
why
is there some kind of disease that gives you the Scooby-Doo?
I don't know.
Maybe
disease or like around your
maybe
mouth.
Maybe you had a lot of sauce around the lips. Maybe
I know sometimes.
What?
I was just going to say, I just get a little sweat around there. Maybe need to wipe it up. I don't know.
Sweat with his tongue? Yeah.
Sometimes I have leftover buffalo wing sauce on
there
that I enjoy later on.
Yeah. That might have been it.
Again, all we can think about is Woody Harrelson and not tennis. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Great rates on home equity loans right now, as low as 3.4% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. Well, Jennifer Hudson was super pumped to be at Diana Ross's concert. She was, you know, going as a fan. And then she found that she had the opportunity to maybe meet Diana and get a quick picture with her.
Whoa.
Here's something she didn't see coming. She was invited out on stage to perform with Diana Ross.
So I don't know about that. They put you to work. They just want a simple meet and greet, for crying out loud.
I just wanted to say hi.
You know, I don't want to perform tonight. Give me your enjoy the show.
Your day off.
She was hanging in the wings waiting for Diana to be done with her set, and then she was just going to get off the stage, and she said, at best, I wanted a picture, so I didn't believe it when they told me Diana Ross wanted me to come on stage.
That is nice.
And then she sang her duet with Lionel Richie, Endless Love. They got to sing together.
Wow.
So one thing Jennifer wished was different, that she hadn't been wearing slippers.
Oh.
That perhaps she had been wearing better footwear for this amazing opportunity.
You just tell the guy working the camera on the big screen, don't focus on my feet.
Knees up. Knees up.
Fuzzy slippers. Well, we're getting some shocking news from J.D. Scott of Property Brothers at Home. He revealed he's been grappling with a mysterious illness for over a year now. So he's the older brother of Drew and Jonathan, and you see him on the show a lot. He's taken Instagram to open up about it, saying multiple MRIs, tests, meetings with neurosurgeons, extreme sensitivity to heat, and they're not really sure what's going on, but they're talking anything from autoimmune diseases like lupus to brain aneurysms, and the doctors have gone back and forth on how to fix him. So he's not quite cured, but he's on his way, and he's telling his fans to try every avenue if you ever question your own health. So basically, never just take the first opinion that comes your way.
I can't
you
afford
keep
that.
Fighting. I know.
At least 16 doctors, Lopez.
I know.
At least 16.
DinaStirt.com.
Bethany Frankel, Real Housewife of New York, had a hilarious response to a fan who questioned how old her new boyfriend, Paul Bernan, is. She didn't quite say. She said, he's 12. I go to prison next season. Watch what happens.
Huh.
That's a bad joke.
Okay.
But it was a... I mean, he looks young, but he doesn't look that young. But not the best joke she's ever made. Move along, people. Move along.
DinaStirt.com.
And Brooklyn Beckham may have some A-list parents in David Beckham and Victoria Beckham. But he's not doing so great as an intern, from what we hear. He is really into photography. He's been into photography for a while.
Okay.
And he's got this internship with an amazing photographer, but a lot of people are saying they had high hopes for him, but he hasn't been off to an impressive start. He can't handle simple tasks. He has no knowledge of them. He's lacking in a lot of areas, but they're trying to say, well, at least he's trying to make up for it in enthusiasm.
There you go.
I mean, he's another teacher. I mean, and how did this news get out? Like, who shared this with people?
Business Insider.
Yeah.
They shared it with people. You know, not for nothing. I mean, it's nice that he can try it and fail, but for the rest of us with kids in college, you know, it's like we took out a home loan to get you there.
Yeah, right.
So you are going to succeed on your first try, FYI.
Wow.
Or the first pressure. Weddings he does. Those poor couples.
Oh, yeah, right. You don't get redos on that. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here's your Dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Home equity loans as low as 3.4% APR. For details, call 733-2800. So, Dina, what is happening? Do tell.
All right. Well, American royalty has met British royalty, and oh my gosh, the universe is loving it. So, we have Prince Harry and Meghan Markle taking the red carpet for the premiere of The Lion King. And, you know, who else was there? Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Sure.
Of course, you know, Beyonce she's a queen herself. She has a role in the film, so, you know, needless to say, she was there. But they were photographed and videotaped speaking together, the two couples. Oh my gosh.
Like words?
Like words together and hugs and things like that.
That's amazing, isn't it?
The word. Did an angel get their wings?
So everybody's like, what did they talk about? Well, people who were close by were able to hear what they were talking about, and babies, of course. So, you know, Harry was asking how the twins were, Jay-Z and Beyonce's twins, and they're like, oh yeah, they're at home. We don't take them to stuff like this. husband.
meanwhile, their kid is in a stroller.
And Beyonce was asking about Archie, saying that he is just absolutely adorable. And other things that people were really talking about when it came to seeing Meghan Markle out and about was her post-baby body. A lot of people appreciating the fact that she didn't try to get back down to a size double negative zero, you know, whatever, and that she just is taking her time with it and, you know, really focused on being a mom so much more than, like, what does my body look like after having a baby?
Yeah.
Real moms appreciate those kinds of things. We like seeing that kind of stuff, so kudos to her.
DinaSturt.com.
Ed Sheeran opening up for the first time about his social anxiety, and apparently it's really, really bad. He says that he's cut his friendship group down to just 4 people. That's it.
That's a lot for me.
He says, just so I can trust everyone. He avoids going out in big crowds. He says he's been working on this for many years, but he also just doesn't even like being in a restaurant because he doesn't like people filming him and just watching him and his wife, Cherry Seaborn, while they're eating.
But that's like
a zoo animal.
That's a celebrity type thing.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And, yeah.
I mean, we saw him, I think it was last year on the Today Show, and he performed like perfectly. I just didn't realize he was so stressed out.
He can do the performance thing. I think it's being in social situations.
It's very different when you perform.
Because with performing, I think he sets the rules. You know, he dictates how things are going to go.
Yeah.
In social settings, you can't really dictate what everyone else is going to do around
it's
you.
DinaSturt.com.
So Jeremy Renner, you know, he plays Hawkeye in the Avengers franchise, and he decided he was going to start up music. He was going to start making songs, and he said he actually loved music before he loved acting. So he put out a few songs already, and I was like, okay, Jeremy Renner singing songs, whatever, let me hear. Oh, wow, you know. Know what? It's actually not so bad. I kind of like it. His music is being called sort of a combination between Imagine Dragons and Queen. So imagine
that.
Wow, really?
Imagine that. That's
and,
awesome.
And I heard his song Main Attraction, and I really got to say I kind of liked it.
I'll have to listen to
this. So I hope that we hear more from him. In the meantime, Chris Pratt showing off his vocal chops. He sang at 2 music bars in Nashville over the weekend, covering Johnny Cash and Garth Brooks. And I'm thinking, you know what? You leave the singing to Jeremy Renner.
Oh. Oh, ouch.
DinaSturt.com.
And Kylie Jenner apparently trying to enjoy her summer vacation, posting photos for her fans, and they're not loving them. So she posted a couple of nude photos. Not completely nude. She did have a big giant sun hat on. And she assumed that her fans would love it when she put summer body, and they did not love it. They wrote back things like, you mean doctor's made body, and
ooh,
saying this is bought and paid for, doesn't look natural.
Who cares?
And then the mom shamers come out, right? So saying, you know, this is what you do with your kid, you know, like you let her see this kind of stuff. And someone else pointed out, if you actually have kids, you know for a fact she got work done. So needless to say, she should stop posting vacation photos. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from Dina's Dirt at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.